937, the River That Goes Skinner, Dog and Joe Show. I doubt you'll find anywhere, not only in Sacramento, but hell, anywhere that's more simple than Joe.
Well, thank you.
Time for another exciting edition of Let's Scare the Hell Out of Joe.
Segment. Why does it bring you so much joy to freak me out?
Joe, I don't get any joy from scaring you. I do this to help you.
Oh, scaring me helps me?
Yeah, because usually things that are scary, most people avoid those things. That's why I do it. It's tough love.
Oh.
It's not to frighten you and to raise blood pressure, you know, give you heart trouble. It's to make you aware of what's going on with things that you do in your life so we can fix them.
I'm appreciative of that, then.
Yes. And now, maybe, would you like it better if we called this segment Time Again to Save Joe's Life?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds better than scaring the hell out of me.
No, I like Let's Scare the Hell Out of Joe, because if we do that, then we can play this.
I know something ominous is probably going to follow.
New research from the American Heart Association shows that 9 vape juice flavorings can damage blood vessels.
What?
And cause heart disease. The e-cigarette flavorings were tested. And what they did is they did all these testing on blood vessels and all the other stuff that goes on with the heart. And the 9 flavors, do you want them now or do you want them later?
That's so Yes, lay them on us now.
Okay, here are the 9 flavors that cause heart disease. Burnt flavor.
Burnt.
Burnt flavor. Vanilla, cinnamon, clove, strawberry, banana, and spicy cooling were the dangerous, even at low level, flavorings that they tested. So even if you just smoke a little bit of those flavors, those are the most damaging.
Wow. No problemo, bro. I don't smoke any 9 of those flavors.
So you're going to keep going?
I'm good.
What flavor do you smoke?
Right now, I've got Euro Gold.
Euro Gold is what you're toking.
That is a tobacco flavor.
Many e-cigarette smokers choose to vape rather than smoke cigarettes because they believe it's better for them than something that contains tobacco or nicotine. But new research finds e-cigarettes may be bad for your heart, too, particularly in those vape juice flavorings that we mentioned and other sweet flavorings. So
That's the fruit flavor. I can't do the fruit flavoring ones because after a certain amount of time, it I don't know why, it just creates a bad taste in my mouth.
How is it, though, that you, and you've smoked as long as I've known you and your whole life, don't you ever just think that the act of doing that is bad? Is there no common sense that says...
No, I'm full on aware, that smoking is bad, but I'm telling you, I like it.
But the vaping, like you really have a good...
I don't actually know if the judgment is not out on that.
Oh, it's not.
Popcorn lung and the other, what was the other thing we found out not too long ago? There was something out that sounded way worse than popcorn lung. I forgot what it was, but it sounded very scary.
Yeah, it causes pneumonia. I mean, all these different people are going to the hospital. And not only that, these damn things they're using, the vape machines, they're blowing up on people.
Yeah, the batteries are blowing up, you know, in people's pockets and whatnot, but... But I don't know if the judgment is out on it yet, because I feel a lot better using this than I ever did smoking cigars and cigarettes.
Just the simple act of inhaling something beyond air, and I'm not saying our air in California is clean, but you're adding to it. That doesn't send a trigger off in your mind saying, oh my God, this is probably not good. I shouldn't do this. I know that they're going to find something wrong with this in 5-10 years down the road. You're just going to keep doing it.
Well, does it send a trigger off? Yes. Yes, it does. But does it send a trigger off hard enough to stop me? Not yet. I mean, I you know what? I have a problem. And I'm here. I'll admit that freely today. I really enjoy vaping.
You enjoy vaping?
I really do. I really do.
Each of the 9 vape flavors that we mentioned also impaired production of nitric oxide, and that's a molecule that essentially lets blood vessels widen so the blood can flow through them.
You're sure it's not nitrous oxide?
No, this is nitric or nitric. And when used at high levels, what it does is it causes everything to seize up and bound
constrict
up.
Constrict or whatever?
Yeah, the straw becomes smaller and it can't deliver the blood, so that doesn't scare you.
No, because I don't use those 9 flavors. Any of those 9 flavors that you mentioned are not in my vape pen.
So you're okay.
Yeah, at the time being, until you tell me Euro Gold or the other one that I like, which is Black Honey.
Oh, yeah, Black Honey, that's sweet. That's got to be a sweet one.
No, it's not mentioned there.
Increased inflammation and loss of nitric oxide are some of the first changes that occur leading up to cardiovascular disease and events like heart attack and stroke. Those two words mean anything to you?
Yeah, those are frightening.
Yeah?
I don't try to tie them into what it is that I'm doing in my daily life.
Okay, well...
Until there's a direct correlation between stroke and heart attack to what it is that I'm
and
doing.
And honey oak or whatever you're smoking?
That's black honey.
Yeah, black honey, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
currently I'm on Euro gold.
Oh, man.
I had Cuban gold, but that was just a little too... You want to hear something funny?
Was that too shiny? Was that too golden?
No, it was just too tobacco-y. You want to hear something? This is actually... You'll probably laugh at this. I got hypnotized in, what was it, 08 to quit smoking cigarettes? Something like that. It was a long time ago. So the hypnotist had me think and taste when I smell a cigarette... Only cigarettes, not cigars. When I smell a cigarette burning or when I inhale a cigarette... It tastes like the smell of burnt human hair.
And I don't buy that.
I swear to God on my life. I promise you it does.
Joe claims that if he were to smoke again, it would taste like burning human hair.
And every time I've hit a cigarette from that day until now, just to see, just to sample it, it still tastes the exact way I smell it when people pass me. Like you stuck your arm in the fire or something, like burnt hair. So I missed that taste. Mm-hmm. Of tobacco, if you will,
mm-hmm.
which is why I've now switched to the Euro Gold, and it kind of gives me that refreshing tobacco taste.
But why are you able to smoke this and not taste burnt hair?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, everything you just said is just says horse crap to the hypnotist.
If you anyone in this building that would smoke a cigarette, that smokes cigarettes, and I had a friend that works in another office here, and when she would smoke down there and I'd be vaping, it still legitimately smells like burnt human hair. Concerts, anywhere
we
go.
So why doesn't this taste like burnt human hair?
I don't think, maybe it's not smoke. I don't know. I can't tell you, bro. That's a great point.
It's all in your head.
It really isn't, though. Well, I guess maybe it is if it's hypnotist.
Yeah,
this actually really might all be in my head. It's worked, though. It has successfully worked. You know, I have not touched a cigarette to smoke.
Why did you tell the hypnotist to make cigars and vaping and pot?
If I go back, I could easily do that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You don't want to.
Yeah, I don't really want to quit vaping.
Yeah.
But I could, probably.
Yeah, I think you should. If you believe in that hypnotist and what he did for you so much so, I think you go back and he can cure you of all smoking.
I might one day.
Yeah, one
I
day.
Probably won't, but I might one day, you see.
Here's Joe Jett. We got to talk about where we're going to be today. It's a Tuesday. Going out to eat hamburgers today. We'll give you some details here shortly. It's the River.